Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City AD, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and ATX fell in week 33 in negative area when it comes to year-to-date performance. News came from Valneva, FACC, Frequentis, Vienna Insurance Group, Marinomed, Vienna Airport, Kapsch Trafficom, Andritz, Attico Bank, and Immofinanz. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 33. Monday, Valneva, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, announced that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration FDA has revised the Prescription Drug User Fee Act, PDUFA, action date for the biologics license application, for VLAR-1553, Valneva's chikungunya virus vaccine candidate. From the previously communicated end of August to the end of November, the FDA extended the PDUFA date to allow sufficient time to align and agree on the Phase 4 program necessary under the accelerated approval pathway. No additional clinical data have been requested for the approval process. Valneva, weekly performance, -11.29%. Tuesday statistics, according to Statistics Austria. There were 811,736 local units in Austria belonging to 723,044 enterprises and employing 741,955 persons on October 31, 2021, the reference date of the Census of Local Units of Employment 2021. One-person enterprises were the most common type of enterprise, yet more than half of all employed persons in Austria worked in enterprises with at least two local units. Far more than half of all enterprises in Austria, 60.5%, consist of only one self-employed person without employees. These enterprises are called one-person enterprises. Only 4.8% of all Austrian enterprises were active at more than one location. However, in 2021 more than half of all employed persons were employed there, 52.9%. Wednesday FACC, compared to previous year's period, revenue of FACC AG, a worldwide leading aerospace company in design, development and production of aerospace technologies and advanced aircraft lightweight systems, grew from €270.1 million to €354.7 million in the first half of 2023. This corresponds to an increase of 31.3%. Despite ongoing challenges along the supply chains, EBIT increased significantly from €6.1 million to €14.9 million. This development is attributable to the sustained recovery of the aviation industry, the rising demand for new aircraft and increasing production of all aircraft types. Revenue from new projects and development orders are also positively contributing to earnings. Group revenue in the financial year 2023 is expected to increase by between 12% and 16% compared to the financial year 2022. With regard to earnings, management expects a smaller but positive result for the second half of the year compared to the first half. FACC, weekly performance, 7.67%. Frequentis, revenues of Frequentis, a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety critical test, rose 11.7% to €186.8 million in the first half of 2023. Looking at the regional split, Europe accounted for 67%, the Americas for 14%, Asia for 11%, and Australia-Pacific Africa for 8%. Demand for Frequentis products remains high around the world. Order intake increased by 29.1% to €208.0 million in the first half of 2023. Orders on hand amounted to €546.7 million, a rise of 9.8%. The war in Ukraine, which started in February 2022, indirectly impacted the frequentist group through higher inflation, which then filtered through stepwise to the cost of goods sourced from suppliers, salary rises, and other cost items. EBITDA was 8.2 million euros. Depreciation and amortization were almost unchanged. In all, EBIT was euros minus 0.3 million. As a result of seasonal fluctuations, as usual, the second half of the year is more relevant for Frequentis profitability than the first half. Frequentis, weekly performance, 2.35%. VN Insurance Group, subject to substantial interest rate and market volatilities and in view of the current ongoing weather extremes, Vienna Insurance Group expects a profit before taxes for the group in a range of 700 euros, 750 million for the full year 2023 under IFRS 17/9. In the course of the first time preparation of the 2023 half-year result as of June 30, 2023, in accordance with the accounting standards IFRS 9 and IFRS 17, which have to be applied since January 1, 2023, a profit before taxes of around 460 million euros is shown for the first half of 2023. The profit before taxes of 212 million euros in the first half of 2022 in accordance with IFRS 17/9 was significantly influenced by the interest rate development in the reporting period. In the second half of 2023, dampening effects on earnings are to be expected also due to the severe weather events, the company stated. VIG, weekly performance, 5.58%. Thursday Marinome Biotech AG reported a rise of revenues for the first half of 2023, plus 7% to 5.2 million euros after 4.9 million euros in H1 2022, driven by a continued strong demand for the Carragelose products. The operating result for the period was euros minus 2.9 million, H1 2022, euros minus 2.5 million, due to increased R&D expenses and personnel costs. Marinomed was successful in obtaining the market authorization in Mexico as well as the expansion of the portfolio with an eye drop product and an anti-allergic product for the next season in 2024, supported by excellent clinical data for its two Marinosolve-based product candidates Tacrosolve and Budesolve. The company pushed its business development activities in H1 2023 with the aim to enter a new partnership by the end of the year. Marinomed also entered the first long-term partnership with its Solve4U business for the dynamic Chinese healthcare market and the partner will now progress into further development with Marinomed's support. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, minus 3.52%. Vienna Airport, in H1, 2023, the Fluofenvine Group, Vienna Airport generated revenue of 428.1 million euros comprising a year-on-year increase of 45.3%. This revenue development was mainly driven by higher passenger and aircraft-related income as well as improved center and hospitality management and parking fees. EBITDA rose to 177.4 million euros from the previous year whereas EBIT climbed to 112.6 million euros. For the first time, Fluofenvine AG achieved a positive financial result due to the lower interest expense and rising interest income. The net profit for the period before non-controlling interests doubled to close to 82.7 million euros in H1, 2023. The cash flow from operating activities doubled to 197.9 million euros, H1/2022, 96.6 million euros in the period January to June, 2023. Passenger traffic at Vienna Airport rose by 44.3% to 13,327,604 travelers from the previous year, or about 91% of the pre-crisis level of 2019. Fluofenvine, weekly performance, 0.32%. CAPS Traffic.com, revenues and earnings at CAPS Traffic.com Group were again impacted by numerous special effects. In addition, the past months were marked by two significant agreements that have a clearly positive impact on the financial situation and outlook of CAPS Traffic.com. The restructuring of financing and the settlement of Autoticket GmbH with the Federal Republic of Germany in the arbitration proceedings. In addition, the contract for the tolling system in Gauteng Province, South Africa, was extended again until mid-December, 2023. Revenues showed a slight increase of 1% to 132 million euros. Although business increased as expected, a credit note to a customer in the amount of 6 million euros reduced the growth. Adjusted for this credit note, revenues would have been 138 million euros, 6% above the previous year, reflecting the growing market dynamics. In addition, CAPS Trafficom recorded a high order intake in the first quarter, the execution of which is expected to lead to a further increase in revenues. However, earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, were negative at -€3 million, compared to €1 million in the first quarter of the previous year. CAPS Trafficom, weekly performance, -0.95%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has supplied its first carbon capture plant to the steel industry. The pilot plant started operating at Voestalpine steel mill in Linz, Austria. In the second quarter of this year, he plant separates carbon dioxide from the flue gases resulting from iron making using an amine-based process designed by Andritz. The captured CO2 is filled into large industrial gas bottles and delivered to an Austrian energy storage company that is investigating new ways of making it available for reuse in steel production, fostering a sustainable carbon circularity and reducing the need for fossil fuel. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.31%. Valneva, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, today announced an agreement to increase the principal amount of its existing $100 million senior secured debt financing agreement with funds managed by leading U.S. healthcare investment firms Deerfield Management Company and OrbiMed. The add-on loan facility provides Valneva with immediate access to $50 million, with an additional $50 million available at the company's discretion until December 31, 2023. The increased funding will be used to further invest in R&D, as well as continued market access preparations and potential commercialization of Valneva's chikungunya vaccine candidate. Valneva, weekly performance, -11.29%. Adecco, Group, a consumer and SME specialist bank active across Central and Southeastern Europe CSEE, achieved a profit after tax of €19.5 million plus 55%, which reflected the strong business development, successful pricing increases, provisions for legal claims and relatively benign credit losses. Our acceleration program led to a successful first half of 2023 with improvements clearly visible in our business volumes, in our financial results and in the services offered to our customers, said Chief Executive Officer Herbert Jurinek. Net interest income rose significantly by 27.8% to €108.1 million, 1H22, €84.6 million, with improved NIM at 3.67%, 1H22, 2.96%. The net fee and commission income decreased by 9.7% YOY to €32.5 million, 1H22, €36.1 million, mainly influenced by lost income from FX DCC in Croatia following the introduction of the euro on January 1, 2023. Adecco Bank, weekly performance, 2.44%. Friday Andritz, Jarno Nymark has been appointed to the executive board of technology company Andritz as of October 1, 2023, assuming responsibility for the pulp and paper business area. Previously, the business area was led by Joachim Schönbeck for the capital business and Humbert Kuffler for the service business. In the future, Joachim Schönbeck will focus on his role as president and CEO of Andritz, while Humbert Kuffler will retire after 36 years with the company. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.31%. Imofinanz, within partnership with Stock & Boy Energy and Energy Alliance Austria, Austrian-based real estate company Imofinanz secures the supply of all 23 standing investments, covering 234,373 sqm, of its office and retail portfolio with electricity from photovoltaic systems and hydroelectric power from Austria. We have been supplying our Austrian portfolio with green energy for several years now. With the partnership with Stock & Boy Energy and Energy Alliance Austria, we are now taking another important step towards achieving our ESG goals. It enables us in an innovative way to supply our entire Austrian portfolio with 100% green electricity from Austria in the long term, regardless of developments in the energy markets. Imofinanz thus actively pursues its commitment to sustainability, and contributes to protecting our environment this way, says Imofinanz board member Radka Doring. Imofinanz, weekly performance, -0.11%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.